Charlotte, who works here, 21, come in here in the break. So will you please stop cussing? I have a big vocabulary, but I have a problem that when I'm quoting what people said, I tend to say what they said. So Joe Rogan said, you're a big, fat, effing slob. You look like hell. You used to be a good-looking guy. You're your biggest enemy. Your enemy wants to destroy you. Stop it. He said it over and over again. General Flynn, right after Trump had the election stolen, we were in Florida at a big powwow. He said like three times, man, we need you. You look like crap. And then like a month before Rogan did that 15 months ago or so, Flynn was here. And he, during the break, he said, sitting right there. So Maverick Alexander, great content creator, great mind, asked, I told you. Sorry, I quoted the exact quotes. That's what they said. So, and it was other people too. I I don't even, Flynn probably remembers it. Because every time I was around him, I saw him at a TPUSA event. I saw him at one of those big America Reawakens thing. I was at, it was the same speech. He was like, dude. In fact, at that event in San Antonio like 3 years ago, he goes, Jones, I know you're a tough guy, but even though I'm 20 years old, you're not going to kick your ass right now. You are your biggest enemy. So I just kept getting the exact same message. That's your answer, Maverick Alexander. I don't want to spend all day on it, but there you go.
No, man, I appreciate hearing that. I mean, that's something that I want to prioritize and emphasize.
Well, it's an example in politics and life in our own families. It's not good to not tell somebody the truth. Flynn and Rogan both did that because they cared about me.
Yeah, love without sincerity is ultimately hollow flattery. We don't like that. But, I mean, one of the most amazing things that, I mean, you save people's lives, and I don't want to overstate that. I don't think I am. You save people's lives, and you got to be in a good lane. So anybody who's doing content creation, it's a grind. I check in with content creators on X all the time. Because they're real people and they've got a behind the scenes. Everybody kind of says, oh, you're this big personality, but you're a real person behind the scenes. And you're changing people's lives.
Well, that's it. And when Flynn and Rogan, which I already knew, but they pushed me over the edge to do it with others. They're the two main ones that I thought about. I didn't even remember Flynn until I started thinking about when you asked the question. I get way more done now when I work out on average 70 minutes a day, sometimes twice a day. Sometimes I'll go for a jog or I'll go for a swim if I got time. Even if it's, only a half mile or whatever. Flynn's bigger than swimming. I mean, I'm a big swimmer. I can swim like 5 miles. But the point is, I was a big swimmer growing up. The point is, that makes everything I do have way more energy. So I'm not actually giving something up doing it. It makes it way better. Does that make sense? Just like people think getting involved in politics gives something up. No, you save the country. You save the world. All of these commitments is what builds civilization.
100%, man. Yeah, it's... you and I were in different lanes, but our lanes rhyme. So we're working towards the same sort of goals. You and I are aligned on a lot of things. So I appreciate what you're saying, man. And I think this kind of goes for anybody. You're like a content creator, if that makes sense. And I feel like people who are in the fight should be paying closer attention to what you're doing, how you're doing it. And we should all kind of hold each other in... we should hold each other in high esteem, but also keep each other accountable too.
Steel sharpens steel. I want to do a few more minutes with you. You're a smart guy. On the left, their attempts at civil war, where this is going, what you think Trump should be looking out for, where you think Trump is not doing the best job he could. Because the left, every time we criticize Trump, goes, oh, we've turned against him. No. It's like in my own life, just like Flynn or Rogan getting me to do the right thing. You've got to challenge. You've got to say, looks bad. Looks like Kash Patel, saying no foreign involvement in Kirk, no investigation, trying to get Tulsi Gabbard to shut that down. Well, that kind of adds fuel to the fire that it was Israel. I'm not saying Israel did it. I haven't seen evidence yet, but why would you cover that up? We'll come right back. Maverick Alexander is our guest. Maverick Darby is the handle on X. I had a feeling today before he came on. I said, I bet he's made a new Jeopardy. And you just made that. You just dropped this new one?
Yeah, just dropped the second one last night, right as J.D. Vance crushed it at Ole Miss. He went on a tear and was looking very
pretty. Hey, pull up the Ole Miss J.D. Vance speech. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like If I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Let's dive right in. Here are today's categories. Starting off, we've got raped by a computer. Uh-oh. Then, it's Disney adults. No thanks, right? Next is American alliteration. Answers will be two words that start with the same letter, followed by fact or fiction. And last, we've got cool it, retard. Take careful note, retard is in quotations there. It looks like JD has not yet returned from the bathroom, so his alternate, Robert, will be taking his place. Alex, you've got the lead and you're in control.
Look, with all due respect, the globalists are in control, but I'll take retard for $400.
At lunchtime in New York City, you can find Zohran Mamdani, a communist mayoral candidate, bare-handing rice like an animal. To normal, civilized Americans, it's this.
What is a retarded way to eat?
You're not wrong. John, go ahead. Next category.
Zohran's a total pig. But let's go with fact or fiction for 800, Alex.
Lesbians. Yes, Robert?
What is fiction?
Total ruse. You're in command now, Bobby. What'll it be?
Let's try cool it retard for 600.
The subversive pro-sodomy catchphrase, love is love, is uttered by these three groups. Yes, Alex?
Who are flamers, Satanists, and retards?
Three up, three down. Love is love. And poop is poop. See, I can do it too. Alex, what's our next category?
Tough call, but let's go with rape by a robot for $800.
This terminally online leftist faggot recently became the star of his very own cartoon show. However, he was first made famous when Elon Musk's Grok chatbot jackhammered his bottom.
Who is Harry Sisson?
Great educated guess, but no. Alex?
Who is Nazi cosplay aficionado Will Stansel?
It do be like that. Next category, please.
Let's do American alliteration for $800.
Stop. Hammer time. This Bay Area senator's husband had an embarrassing whodunit involving someone many speculated was a male prostitute in 2022.
Who is pesky Paul Pelosi?
That's it. Paul's usually trading stock tips, but this was a different kind of tip drill, allegedly. Don, next category?
Let's try American alliteration for 1,000, Alex.
Answer, Daily Double. What'll it be, Don? Risk it all or play it safe?
Don will wager 1776, Alex.
Don?
May the spirit of 1776 flow through me, Alex.
The lifeblood of the conservative movement. They drive Chevy Suburbans, don't believe in Fauci's nonsense, and enjoy the DarbyCast podcast.
I love them. You love them. We all love them, quite frankly. What are MAGA moms?
MAGA moms, very fierce women. And the question didn't mention it, but I think it's worth highlighting that some of them are pretty darn chesty. We like that.
Can you feel the victory? I want our enemies to know they should surrender. Now get that clip from yesterday ready. The debris put together. There is only defeat. Resistance is futile. Time for the globalists to give up. You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Don't make me destroy you. Wait. I'm not just saying this as some gambit to the left. Surrender to victory. Surrender to success. Surrender to life. Stop your path of death. Join us. Here it is. There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up. Now. Stop now. When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order! Hey! We now take you live to the front lines of the war against tyranny and the coming victory!
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Imagine how scared these Satanists are. They can fear the fires of hell laughing their ass. All right, I want to open the phones up on all the huge news. Trump putting his key staff in military bases, on preparing the nuclear weapons for testing, on deploying National Guard preparations for martial law because the left's going to trigger the mass insurrection. It is on. We are now in the thick of the battle, to quote William Shakespeare. Guys, pull it up, William Shakespeare. Cry havoc, let's loose the dogs of war. Because we didn't start this fight, they started it, but now we're here, and they are so freaked out. And they're all over TV. I played the clips today. I played it yesterday. I got so many clips I didn't get to. We're going to kill you. We're going to murder you. Oh, you're going to murder me. Oh, God, you want to kill me? Yeah, you want to kill a baby when it's his mother can't defend itself. You want to kill and destroy their future. You want to cut little girls' breast off. Oh, go. Oh, we didn't know you want to kill us? We're fighting you because we know that. And they just can't understand that. They're like, well, we're cowards, so if we threaten somebody, they roll over. No, we don't roll over when somebody threatens us. We metaphysically, nonviolently, lovingly grab you by the neck and break it. You know, most people have a governor. I'm here to get rid of the governor politically, culturally, spiritually. Physical is just a manifestation of the spiritual. I mean, I'm not that strong a man. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like a 6, 7. There's men way stronger than me. But I can break a man way bigger than me. I can take some 6'5" guy that can that can bench press 500 pounds and squat 800 pounds, and I can break his neck like a chicken because I have will. When I decide I'm going to break your neck, I grab your head and I rotate it all the way around because I said, kill. And you people don't know about killing. You're literally talking to people that know all about it. We're experts in it. It's what we do. And you threaten us? Oh, we're going to kill you? Oh, no. Don't do that. We're so scared. You're the mafia? Why, I didn't know that. See, I'm not a wolf like you. I'm a sheepdog. And so that's what they're scared of, is that spirit. But we're going to destroy them with the information. We're not going to give them their fight. That kills too many innocent people. They could run now. And a lot of them have already rolled over to us and have run. That's good. Better to come join us, give us all the intel, and we'll give you a lollipop. Like we go to the dentist. Here's your drilling done. Here's a lollipop. I'd love to just lollipop, 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 lollipop. All you globus. Here's a lollipop for you. Here's a lollipop for you. Have a lollipop. Keep your houses, keep your money, keep everything. But don't ever do it again. We'll give you amnesty. But you can't help yourselves. A lot of you can't. So you will be destroyed. And I know you metaphysically know that's not a bluff. You know. It's not like I'm some just talk show host just showed up saying all this. You see what we've done so far? I am trying dearly to not get my... Don't stomp on it. I'm sorry you're so worthless. I just want you to understand. You are literal... You're worse than dog crap. You're like a dead animal with maggots all over it. You know, like one time, a possum got up in the house, up into a vent, and they came and they got it out. It was all maggots. It was all disgusting. They just got it out as quick as possible, sprayed disinfectant, got rid of it. It's like, we're not into you. We don't want to fight you. You're a maggot-covered possum. And we're just trying to, like, get you in the trash and get you outside, get the stench outside. We're not interfacing. We don't worship you. We're not in a fight with you. You're a dead maggot-covered possum. We just want you to go away. But because you're a maggot-covered possum, you have this existential problem with us that are not maggot-covered possums. We're interfaced with God and the sunset and life and beauty and our children, and we're just like, we don't even want to look at you, but you keep getting in the way, so you've summoned your destruction. All right, in closing, because I want to take calls, we're going to open the phones up right now on all the news that's broken, on Trump putting his key staff in military bases, preparing, you know, national troops everywhere. I told you months ago, it ain't 700 troops, folks. He needs a million. It's all geared up right now. We know your plan. We're ahead of you. You've lost. Give up now. We don't want to do this, but we're on war footing now. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. What do you see coming next? What do you make of all this Arctic Frost documents where Jack Smith, I just showed you last hour, says, get Alex Jones, get him, get his crew, get them, get them, get them, get them. Why? Because we got their number. It's so simple. It's not fancy. It's nothing big. We know scum when we see it. We see a maggot-covered possum. We just want to get it out of the air conditioning vent and just throw it in the fast as we can, put a bag. We're puking. Oh, God. We don't even hate you. It's like, oh, yeah, maggot-covered possum. The left is a maggot-covered possum. We're just like, oh, we don't want to look at you. We don't want to be around you. We don't want to hurt you. Just go be in the trash can. Be that hell is literally a trash can for Satanists, for dead possums. It's just maggots in a dead possum, and you're down in your dead possum area with Chuck Schumer and, you know, AOC, and you're down there with Mondani, your little maggot trash can. It's like, we're not happy. We're sad you're a maggot-covered possum. But you are a maggot-covered possum. Yep, there you are. And I'm sorry. God, I thank God every day I'm not you. I mean, it doesn't make me feel big that you're a maggot-covered possum. But it is who you are. And I'm sorry. I feel terrible that you're a maggot-covered possum like Jennifer Welsh. But you are a maggot-covered possum. And we have to recognize you're a maggot-covered possum and reject the maggot-covered possum. All right, so that's the allegory of the maggot-covered possum. It's a very important new Aesop's Fables. We should actually probably, Maverick Alexander, do the Aesop Fables. You can add to the Great Greek Compendium, and just you will add the new Aesop Fable of the maggot-covered possum. Or who knows? But the point is that...
What a monologue, dude. Oh, you're the best in the business, man.
No, that's true. No, it's not me. They're maggot-covered possums.
I tend to agree with you. And I'll tell you what about...
You know, Bill Gates wants maggot milk. It's like saying a man's a woman. It's not milk. It's maggots.
Maggot milk, bug milk.
It's like, we want lab-grown meat. No, it's not meat. It's Henrietta Lacks tumor cancer meat. See how they mislabel sorry, I'm going to shut up. Closing statements here, my friend.
I was going to say that you were in the folklore lane, which is my wheelhouse, man. That's where I hit dingers. On the podcast, I tend to do right-wing tellings of, like, famous folklore stories. So you're preaching to the choir here, man.
I'll watch your stuff, brother, as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, well, I've got 220 episodes, and they all have replay value. So, you know, you're doing the news du jour, and you're just absolutely going hard in the paint, whereas I'm doing stuff that is, I don't know, I'll stick to one story at a time. And I do a lot of German folklore of the 1800s and then, like, some French stuff, some American stuff.
So you're into the Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin was like an early episode. One that people really like is episode 206 entitled Jeff, which is a right-wing retelling of the Three Little Pigs, where each one is a political ideology. You've got Lefty, Middlesworth, and Jeff. Jeff is the hero in a big way. And people love it. People love it. And that's one of my favorite episodes of all time. Also,
I haven't seen that one. What's the name again? We'll pull it up.
206, episode 206 is just entitled Jeff.
So Maverick Alexander 206, Little Pigs.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Have you seen my Little Piggy? Have you seen my Little Piggy video?
I have not. I need to find it immediately,
Well, we're going to play yours, too, coming up. I'm going to call us. Guys, pull up the Alex Jones Little Piggy thing. It's about 3 months old. Yeah, here it is. Here, this is about communism. Let's go ahead and roll this.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void. and you will be there staring back at God.
So there's my little piggy thing.
Legendary.
You have done well, Lord Veda. So what are the pitfalls for Trump, Maverick Alexander?
What are the pitfalls for Trump? It's, I mean, the entire system is, you know, rigged. It's still rigged to see him fail. It's tough when he gets resistance from people who are supposed to be on his side. When you have somebody like Kash Patel, who nobody's been impressed with the entire time, Barry, things related to Charlie Kirk, when he never delivered on the Epstein whodunit, you still got people in positions of power who thwart President Trump at every turn. And by thwarting President Trump, they're thwarting the American people. We know how the transitive property works here. So his agenda, Trump's mandate, was to take back the country and go after criminals, white and blue collar. But if he's not allowed to do that, that's kind of an issue. So I don't know. I'm curious about your take.
No, I agree. It all hangs on that. And the crew looked on YouTube. He's looking on X because that's where you're a main creator. Tell us again. I want to see your little piggy report. We come back. We'll take calls after you're gone. Say it again real slow. The crew's going to find it. Or I'll find it. What's the name of it?
So my podcast is audio only. Remember, I don't
know. What's the video about the little pigs?
Yeah, well, that's episode 206.
Is that a podcast?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, that's different. Okay, that was a video. Okay, now I understand. That's what they can't.
Oh, no, that's a 25-minute adventure of the three little pigs, highly politicized.
We'll watch that. We'll watch that. Well, I can't wait to see. What are you working on right now?
I'm probably going to work on episode 3 of Jeopardy, round out the series, and kind of swing for the fences on that one.
Well, everybody wants Jeopardy to continue. You can't round it out. You've got to have a weekly Jeopardy here. But you're right. Yeah, a lot of work goes into this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's about 30 or 40 hours per video, which actually pales in comparison to the videos a year ago. The action movie trailers took 80 to 100 hours a piece to put together, so... but that's the kind of stuff that people want to watch. They don't want to watch the single prompt. Hey, listen, I like seeing the Stephen Hawking X Games videos as much as the next guy that people are making. But people want real story. They want real content.
Yeah, you can tell dialogue. AI to do something is something random. You're controlling the AI, which is important. Why is Tony the Tiger behind you?
Why not? You know, I had that commissioned in college. There was a gal I knew who was a painter. And I said, can you paint me something oddly specific? And she said, yeah, why not? What'll it be? And I said, Tony the Tiger on the Moon. And then, of course, hold on, got to shift. We've got you as Hagrid, Jones Grid, from the famous Dumbledore, Muskeldore, Harry Potter remake, Donald J. Potter, Muskeldore's Revenge. That was
amazing.
One of your-
Maverick Alexander at Maverick Darby on X. Great job. Cole, straight ahead. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet, man. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. All right, call straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue. And it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at theAlexJonesStore.com. So Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultra Methylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, Senator Chuck Grassley, we covered a few hours ago, released new documents where they have the main targets, Trump, his family, his lawyers, and Alex Jones. Get Alex Jones, get his crew, find corruption, put him in prison. And, of course, it wasn't there. But what does that tell you about what we do here? They don't like what's being said here, because I study these people. I know their moves. I know what moves they're planning before they even made the decisions, because I can look at it. I see when they even make mistakes, because I am completely engrossed in this, obsessed. It's all I do. I go to bed at night. I dream all night about the globalist and fighting them. It's what I do. And anybody can do this, quite frankly. It just takes a deep commitment. So that's why I'm so thankful to listeners for keeping us on air and for your word of mouth, your prayer. We're changing the world together for the better. Thank you so much. Those of you that commissioned us in this fight, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, thealexjonesstore.com is so critical. Take action now. All right. Bart, Terry, Jonathan, Al Killer, Dave, Andrew, Randy, Jim, we're taking your calls now. Bart in Chicago on breaking crisis in U.S. and China. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I wanted to make a comment about the China trade deal that came about yesterday and my concerns. So, number one, when Trump and Putin met in Alaska, Trump started the interview and the meeting with great respect, said a lot of great things about Putin, and they really had a thorough discussion. They were talking for a few hours, and, you know, after the meeting, Trump did post about how, you know, there's a deal going to be finalized, everything's beautiful, all that they have to do is now speak to NATO and Zelensky. And then shortly after that, it's like within 48 hours, Trump's tone changed completely. He started to, you know, accuse Russia of breaking ceasefire agreements, of this and that, putting submarines on their shores. And it seems to me like as if the CIA specifically sabotaged that and then started feeding him bad intel. And so with this China
deal, Trump announced right before the meeting with Xi Jinping nuclear testing. So, he says the meeting went well, but it seems in reality escalatory.
And did you notice how that one CNBC press, when they were sitting there in the meeting, she asked Trump, oh, so what did you mean about the comments with nuclear testing, specifically on purpose, in order to sabotage any sort of...
Yeah, that's clip 17. Let's play that clip right now, since you mentioned it. Here's the corporate press attacking Trump on nuke testing. Here it is.
Mr. President, why did you change your nuclear plans? Why are you going to be doing more nuclear testing?
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
So that's what you're talking about. What's your point?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, I hear your point. So elaborate.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I'm really worried about now, because there obviously has been, you know, some sort of progress being made with, like, you know, commitments by both the Chinese and Americans, but it's like, what happens now that Trump lands back in Washington, D.C.? Is the CIA going to try to sabotage the deal even further, with Venezuela being the wedge to break apart that relationship? And so that's what I'm worried about. And again, another thing I want to talk about is today the market. So you have, you know, gold breaking out above 4,000, the future market's at $4,035. The S&P is down 1%, same with the NASDAQ. Bond yields are up, and Bitcoin's also down. So it's like, I feel like the setup is being primed for that crash that I was, predicting on Monday. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just feel like...
I'm glad you got back in. We'll see. Thanks for the call. But look, inflation's out of control. Will we have expansionary inflation with more jobs, and so it really won't matter because you'll get paid more, or will we have a stagflation where you have the depression and inflation, which is totally manipulated and not natural? And so there's no question we're an inflationary system. There's really no stopping that now. The question is, how bad will it be? Will we have an expansionist inflationary situation? I had gold sponsors 31 years ago until 14 years ago. And I... 13, 14 years ago, I said, no more gold and silver. It was, sure, there's an inflationary thing. It should be higher, but this has been speculative. Get out now. And then I waited 12 years and brought a sponsor back 2 years ago and said, now the run is here. And look at it. I mean, it's just, I'm not going to tell you something that I think's wrong. Doesn't mean I'm infallible, but the only way gold and silver long-term go down is a nuclear war, and we're all dead. So... the surest bet is gold and silver. And I'm not in competition with Bitcoin. They do profit taking on that. It goes up, and then they dump it, and it goes back up. But it's still going up overall. I think Bitcoin and gold and silver are the way to go, and that's what I believe. And I could do 2 hours, 10 hours on it. I just tell you what I believe is right. So that's it. All right, let's go to Austin in Missouri. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, brother, I think you've just knocked it out of the park today. The guest was asking what fills up your, you know, your energy and everything. And I think about once a month, you really knock it out of the park. And that really gets the Holy Spirit coursing through my veins and gets me recharged. So I appreciate what you're doing. What I wanted to bring up is the nuclear test. I was kind of glad you didn't go too deep into it, because everybody gets into all the hysteria, and I learned from watching The Dark Journalist about the Ripple test, the Ripple nuclear test that JFK had done, where they, instead of using the atom bomb, they start the chain reaction with high voltage and plasma, which eliminates 98% of the fallout. So
yeah, no, the old weapons are they have totally clean weapons. Yeah, it's the stuff we know about is Tinker Toys.
Well, and he had a back channel with Russia, and that's kind of, he was on his en route to go give the speech about the joint mission with Russia. So they also know about these weapons as well. And I think every time nuclear...
Well, they don't just know about them. They can build them. Yeah.
Yeah, and every time nuclear conversation comes up, everybody gets experts on that gives us all of these rundowns on the nuclear fallout and everything. But according to that experiment and the technology they have, that's irrelevant. So that's
there's whole classes of these, but just take neutron bomb. Developed in the 60s, deployed in the 70s. It's a radiation burst with no fallout, but it kills all the life, but doesn't destroy the infrastructure. And again, that's old technology. It's just, it's wild.
Well, and I think it's perfect timing to bring back that triiodine with all this nuclear talk going on. I mean,
InfoWars is close to being shut down. The bankruptcy wouldn't let us buy more product. There's some products still left at InfoWarsStore.com, some fish oil, the turmeric back, but that's it. So, I mean, we have a receiver here. He was here like 2 days ago. And we can be shut down next week. And people will be like, God, you're shut down. We'll go find where we're at Real Off Jones on X. We'll tell you the new sites, all of it. We're still fighting it, but it's not a loss. We exposed them. We know it was the Democrats behind it. And, new information just came out. Senator Grassley, the DOJ was running it. We already knew that. This is just more. So these are in fair venues, if we have the law firm funding, which we have, done. Conspiracy against rights, civil rights violations. I got greenlit this morning to tell you that, because the bad guys now know, they didn't stop all the criminal investigations that was done to me. That was put out publicly to get them to try to shut it down, to expose people involved in the shutdown. So we've only begun to fight, brother. Thank you for the call. Owl Killer in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, before I hit my topic, do you have a plan for another form of nitric boost?
Nitric boost is a great formula. Everything in nitric boost and more is in Ultimate Life Force.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I really hope listeners understand, with that $30 VIP, I got my methylene blue. I pay maybe $5 out of pocket because you're giving me $40 to spend in the store every month.
And no, we want the relationship because we know it's so good. We want to get people to buy it. I mean, it's like drug dealers give out free drugs, but that's bad. This is good. If you spend $30 a month, you cancel any time, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers on top of everything. If you use the app, 20% on top of that. The secret is if you use the app on Android or Apple at alexjonesapp.com, most of the stuff is a loss leader or breaks even. But we don't care because it's so good. We hope you buy some T-shirts or something else while you're there. That's my philosophy. So, yeah, it's an insanely good deal. Everybody should be using the app because it's the same shopping cart, 20% off on top of all the other sales with the app.
To me, it's a no-brainer. What I wanted to touch on with these Arctic Frost documents, okay, that is why the elected leaders can't do anything because everybody has skeletons in their closet. And luckily, the people that they spied on this time didn't have anything or they were unable to find stuff. But this is what is done to our elected officials. You cannot have a country like that. I want to say, when it comes to Trump, with his people having to live on military basis, Trump has a choice. Look, I don't like the Nick Fuentes. I think he goes too far with the Nazi stuff. There's nothing redeeming about Nazi. I think a lot of it is tongue-in-cheek. But he's absolutely right. Trump's got a choice to make. You can be Lincoln and you can crush this crap, or you can just play nice and let them do their thing. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, we will guarantee the American people a Republican form of government. That does not mean that a Republican party. It means that down to the individual minority, you cannot trample their rights. When Eisenhower sent in the National Guard to Little Rock, Arkansas with the Little Rock Nine, that was because the majority of the state wanted to overrule federal law. Sorry.
Well, that's right. When Newsom said last week, Trump can't have oversight of elections, we send the State Department around the world to do that. So how did Eisenhower put troops in because they wouldn't put black kids in school? No, absolutely. He just knows his constituents are stupid. But here's the new attachment from their own documents released by Senator Grassley today. And look, Alex Jones, right here, target him, target his crew, shut him down. And why? Because we've got their number. They don't know what to do. They're in full panic mode.
Oh, it definitely. Hey, Alex, put that on your website, so because I want to send that around. So put that on your website so we can see where they said to target you. Just going back to what I'm saying, you're absolutely right. He needs a million troops. And us retired military, a lot of us would do it for free. If he would just call people up and just say, hey, we need some support.
Well, you definitely deputize people into the federal police force. And again, we don't want troops. The Democrats are planning all this. They've said they have a civil war plan. And so 700 troops, I said that was just a cover because I talked to people involved. He's talking about standing up 100,000 troops. That's not enough.
Not even close. You need about 100,000 for each city. And to be
honest, if you had special ops and experts who would do it beforehand, you only need like 10,000. But if you wait till they blow up the Civil War, I mean, a million's not even enough.
And we do not want to clash with American citizens at all. Nobody wants to hurt American
citizens.
But
if they've got all these, I played it last hour. You've got top leftist podcasters saying, yeah, we killed Charlie Kirk. We're going to do more. We love it. Now, they're not going to do it themselves, but they're literally, we're going to kill firefighters. We're going to kill police. We're just supposed to sit here while they burn it all down. No, they're starting it, and Abraham Lincoln would have already arrested them.
100%. And the perfect examples to make, you think you're going to ignore federal immigration law? You're going to jail, buddy. Like that cannot happen. And that's what I think they have conditioned people so much to say, oh, any response, oh, that's fascism. No.
Which is the Podesta plan. They create civil war conditions. Trump does his job and they call him Hitler. Here's the deal. No one's buying it. Not anybody with a brain. That's why they're screwed. Thanks for the call. Dave in FEMA Region 9, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, VIP member.
Thank you.
So glad to see you with Admiral Bannon on a couple times this week. I was blessed. He was the one that introduced me to you back in 2022 at defeating the Great Reset. And as we've said since then, and this last caller I think was right on, we the people need to stand up and show President Trump and the rest of the squishes in the gelded old pathetic GOP that we have his back. And
exactly.
Like,
and here's the deal. They want the police state. They want the hysteria. They tried to train the military and police take our guns. They blew the whistles while we knew. This is the opposite of that. We have to back, because they control a lot of the cities and the prosecutors and judges, but the average cops are good. We have to let the military and police know we back you because they are totally outnumbered. They are 10,000 immigration enforcers. They're calling it Hitler. I mean, no. We have to let... They think that America will turn against the security forces in this. They're betting on that because they couldn't get control of them. Now they want to have a war with them. We've got to back law enforcement now. It is so important.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. I'm here in Phoenix. So on May 1st, they celebrated the May Day. And me and my buddy, he's a retired Army vet, disabled. We went down there. There were 4,000 nihilist Marxists there. And they attacked us because he was carrying a flag. I was carrying a flag that said, don't blame me, I voted for Trump. They swarmed us. They attacked us. I have 3 bulging discs from it. But you know what? I needed another 100,000 people there. In a city of 5 million people, only 4,000 people.
Oh, Ivan Ringling goes to all the arraignments of the deep staters. No one's there. Exactly. Peacefully go out, folks. You're all looking for, you hear, go look where the next deep stater is being arraigned. Go peacefully shoot video. It'll all go viral. Just do an account. Put it up. We'll air it. We're waiting for you, folks. We're not just out covering what's happening and backing up the constabulary that the globalists look at is very weak. Like, this is not, there's a big police state. There's digitally a police state, but not with men and women on the ground. Thanks for the call. Jonathan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? This
Welcome.
Is Jonathan, Queens, New York. I'm calling. We talked earlier in the week, and I really am going to start pointing this shutdown squarely on the Republicans at this point. We have something. We have the full majority, and it passed clean in the House. You're right. The EBT and the SNAP is a soft point. It's a pressure point, a very soft pressure point for a civil unrest. And it's going to come in 2 days, and it's going to fall squarely on the Republicans. We have something called, it's going to be done with a swipe of a pen. It's called the nuclear option. All you need is a 51 majority vote. You shove this down the Democrats' throats. We fund the government.
How do you override the... Hold on, explain me. Maybe I'm ignorant parliamentarily-wise. I'm not an expert, but I know more than most people. How do you override the filibuster without a 60% vote on a spending bill?
Because it's not a full spending bill. This is just a budgeting bill, which is really just a CR, continuing resolution. This is just to fund us until mid-November. This is not a full spending bill like they all want us to believe.
But wait, this is a clean. This is a clean CR.
But this, yeah, it passed clean in the House, which is why you can do this in the Senate. That's where this the mix-up is a little bit, and they're not messaging right. And that's where I'm saying we're playing political hanky-panky, because John Thune knows this. And so long as they can continue getting on television and pointing at one another, they will continue. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Chip Roy have invoked the nuclear option. And it's people like John Thune and Mike Johnson who say this is distasteful for this is distasteful for bipartisanship. This is political hanky-panky. This is going to fall squarely on the Republicans, and the Senate's going to do it, and it's going to fall on Trump, man. We can't let this happen.
All right, I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Andrew in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. Do you mind if I list a few criticisms I have of you before you
I don't screen your calls on air. Like you called in, so why do you need to do that? Like, you act like I'm censoring you right now?
Well, if you want me to be honest with you, that was one of my criticisms. You say you don't screen calls, but someone does, in fact, ask what you're going to talk about before. But that's just one
criticisms. Here's the deal. You're a dishonest person. If somebody wants to tell us what they want to talk about, I put you on air, and you're now claiming that I'm censoring you.
The definition is the process of reviewing.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll give you what you want. You're off the air. Hang up on him. I'll give you what you want, liar. I'll give you what you want. I love people that call in and disagree. We ask, where are you calling from? If you want to tell us what the topic is, I know it's when I go to you. You guys are sick. I had Nick Fuentes on yesterday. He could say whatever he wanted. You want to be holier than thou. So I gave you what you want. You just got censored. Boom. Enjoy yourself. You're an idiot. Absolute moron. Do you mind if I criticize you some? Dude, you're on air. Talk. But instead, you want to play that retard game. I ain't doing it with you, man. You need to be holy. You can't believe you're on air. You can't believe you're not being censored. So I gave you what you want, okay? Randy in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Go ahead, brother.
Good to speak with you again. I was contacting you to let you know that either Brandy Cruz or Michael Savage here in Seattle mentioned that Antifa is doing a rally at 7:30 p.m. Cal Anderson Park in downtown Seattle. If they're doing it here, they're doing it everywhere, so people should really be on guard. And also, yesterday, I had one of the canvassers for the Democrat Party come by and park in front of my house, and kind of, he tried talking to me, but I ran his communist butt off, and I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that. Just be on guard, because these people do.
Absolutely. They're far from quitting. Thank you. Jim in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead. EBT shutdown. Go ahead.
Alex, Jim from Waterbury, Connecticut. I was the one to put the bumper stickers up around the city before your trial. But I want you to know something, that this shutdown is also having an election next week. So would they be using this to muddy the waters during the election and then sit there and say, the Democrats are winning in all these different cities, and this is a testament to how Trump is going, and
Yeah, there's the Mondami thing that's a referendum. There's so many special elections, Virginia, you name it. We'll be watching it. What do you think?
I think they're going to steal it. You already know.
So what do you think is going to happen?
That's a good question. Who knows what's going to happen? We're just all sitting here waiting to see what's going on. Unfortunately, I wish I could start seeing some arrests going on. So
we've got some indictments and a lot more are coming. So it's different than 8 years ago.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I mean, like I said, it's just a sad state of affairs when, they just keep railroading us on every angle, and the Democrats just constantly keep doing what they do and get away with everything.
Absolutely. God bless you. Mazio in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
General Jones, yes, it is time to go scorch earth. We need to smash our enemies, as Nick Fuentes would say. Any of these governors, any of these mayors that want to play games, just go get them. All the people, Comey, all the people that Typhoon Hurricane, Arctic Frost. I mean, we gotta get these guys. We don't have enough time. We got, what, 3 more years? Perp walk. Show them what happens when they mess around. They don't think that they ever have any consequences.
And we're starting to get perk walks, and then the courts try to remove the prosecutors. But, yeah, it's on, brother. I hear you.
And you know what? They want to make all their lists on the left. You know who needs to make a list? And I'm sure you already did. General Jones needs to make a list. Top down, brother. Get all these people. You have the most general knowledge.
Well, we got Ivan Raiklin in his deep state targeting list, politically, lovingly, nonviolently. But I hear you. I appreciate your call. Mike in Ohio and Kyle, I'm out of time. We'll get your name and number. We'll call you back tomorrow and get you on for the Friday transmission. But Harrison Smith is coming up. He has been hitting on all cylinders. The War Room. You'll find it in the InfoWars feed at the InfoWars feed on X, on Rumble, InfoWars.com/show, stations across the country. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear, and he is ready to cover it all. That earlier caller, oh, you're censoring me. Just have what you want, dude. You could have said whatever you wanted. You want to play that retarded game. It doesn't work here. I'm not playing games with people. You call in, you're on the air. You disagree, head of the line. You play a game, your little retard game, get what you want, go pound sand. Wanted to hear what you had to say, but you had to play your deceptive, satanic game because that's all you can do. You can't believe you're on air, so you got to claim you're being censored. I give you what you want. Please support us, thealexjonesstore.com, ultramethylene red now in, selling out quick, up to 50% off. We sign up for auto ship, thealexjonesstore.com, widest selection of Patriot apparel. We are fighting the globalists. We're in the Arctic Frost documents, main target. We are taking on the globalists. We are the real deal. You're the real deal. You are the info war. So whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. Buy the products, thealexjonesstore.com, and spread the word because you are unstoppable. We are unstoppable together. Incredible job crew. The War Room with Harrison Smith starts now. What a transmission today. Great job, crew.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help, too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight wise too, and so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, what so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.